other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, August 9th. We're just waking up. We hope you are.
Good morning. I'm awake. What are you talking about?
No, not to you. I'm talking about the listeners.
I'm always awake.
Yeah, we're barely awake, but we're here, folks. We've got the energy to show for it. So
there we go.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on? A lot of shit's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? In your life?
Like riots in London.
I know. It's still happening, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. They apparently what happened is I didn't understand why these things broke out, but apparently the police were shot and killed a black man in London. So,
oh, he was black? They didn't say that. Yeah. A 29-year-old, right?
29-year-old, but I heard somewhere it was black. It was a racial thing. So.
But wasn't that a different story?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe
go
I'm giving
it.
You the wrong information.
Go with it. Just go with it.
They're not mentioning that. But at any rate.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, they shot somebody,
no,
they killed somebody, and people are not happy about it.
But there's no reason, right? There's nothing.
Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't armed or something, you know?
Yeah, all right.
So, I don't know. It's not like exactly like it warranted these riots.
Right.
But then, you know, people take advantage. They start looting. They start burning cars, buildings, shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And London's on fire, you know? I've never seen anything like that.
I know.
It's pretty terrible. So, you know, I don't know how this thing is going to end, but they're calling all these people criminals, you know? And
sorry, apparently I didn't turn my phone off.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe it's something important.
Nope, it's just my pops.
Oh, okay.
He's just we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, it was just my dad.
Yeah.
No, I know. I was looking at yesterday. I just didn't know that it. I thought it was just over the weekend, but I guess it's still going on.
No, it's gotten worse actually.
Oy.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard to understand. I mean, you know, they're having riots everywhere in the world, you know. I mean, in Israel now they're having, not riots. I mean, I meant like demonstrations. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And in Israel now a lot of people are demonstrating for affordable housing and
really?
And that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's like almost every country now. You have something
Jesus.
Going on, you know.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that they end soon. I hope that nobody... I don't think anybody's been killed in these riots, have they?
They haven't mentioned that.
I haven't
said
seen
about
it either,
400
yeah.
people were arrested.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be in the middle of a riot.
Yeah.
I'd be freaked out.
Yeah.
Were you around during the riots here?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
The Rodney King riots.
Yeah, my ex-husband was too. He said it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, you know, they're... People put, you know, shops on fire and shit like that.
I know.
People were burning cars. They were pulling people out of their cars and shit. You know, it was pretty bad stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, driving to Hollywood and there was like a store burning. You know,
Jesus.
People. It's just, you know, when you start with lawlessness, it doesn't stop. It just gets worse and worse, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I was just a young lad.
Yes, you were.
During that time. Oh, my dad said one man did die. Well.
Yeah, they just said somebody, 26-year-old, just died. But
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Oy.
Considering how many people are demonstrating and
rioting. I know. 400 people that's arrested? Pretty cool. Yeah. That's crazy.
You see, in England, they're not, the police are not that that brutal, you know, or that violent. But
they're not
maybe
assholes.
That's why it shocked them like this, you know.
Yeah, because they're not as assholes. I hate the cops.
You don't
so
like
much.
Cops, huh?
I really hate them. I'm sorry.
Maybe
and I don't
you
hate
need to
people.
Meet a nice cop, too.
Maybe I need
for
to
you
meet
to
a cop that,
mind.
Yeah, that's not so, it's all about power and ego and... You know, I just, I don't, it's not okay. Like, I remember one time I was driving with a friend of mine, and we were going hiking, and Fred, I just had Fred at the time, mm-hmm. and my dog.
Your dog.
And he was just sticking his head out the window, you know, like most dogs do.
Right.
And I remember a cop pulled up alongside and literally got on that stupid fucking thing and said, You need to close your windows. Your dog can't hang out the door or the window like that. It's mm-hmm. illegal. And I was like, I literally started to like say something to him, and my friend like shushed me because really? I was about to go off because I was like, this isn't illegal.
Yeah.
Like it's bullshit. It was just him trying to be an asshole mm-hmm. and just said it for whatever reason. So I was like, I said to my friend, I was like, do not roll up the windows. He's like, oh, I'm rolling up the windows. I'm driving. I'm rolling up the windows. And he's like, I'm not getting a ticket. I said, he won't give you a ticket. Don't roll up the windows. He can't say this. Like, I was arguing with my friend because I was right. so angry about it. But that's not illegal.
It's not?
For
so, I mean, can the cop get away with telling you something like that?
I don't think he can
I mean,
necessarily...
that would be a lie if he tells you it's illegal and it's not.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think
do
it's...
lie.
Look, I see hundreds of dogs sticking their head out of the window every day.
That's
no
true.
Other cop has ever stopped me.
Right.
And I've been doing this for years, and I see dogs doing this all the time. And there's like if I literally took my like a leash and like, you know, hooked my dog up and he's like hanging out of the door or out of right. the window, then that's uh-huh. one thing. But right. like, you know, he's sticking his head out the window that it's illegal, and I'm sitting here like, this is not. Like, I felt like it was such a power play.
Yeah.
And I was so angry.
I think it's usually the power play because, you know, you have to ask yourself, who would go and become a cop, you know?
Assholes.
I mean, it's... I mean, it's such a dangerous job and a thankless job. And,
yeah.
you know, I don't know. They don't get paid that much.
Yeah.
So I think it's about, you know, people wanting to be in control. And,
I think so. We have a friend, like a family friend of ours. My youngest brother, J-Man, is got a good friend, Peter. Peter Skiba. And really, really great guy. He's kind of been part of the family for years. And he just became a cop. And the first thing I said to him was, do not be an asshole.
Yeah.
If you become an asshole, we're kicking you out of this family. And that's what I said to him because
yeah.
I am not okay with it. I mean, I don't deal with him on that level.
Right.
But he's just a dear, dear friend of ours. He's a nice guy, you know,
right.
and I think he really likes the law.
Yeah.
He really
yeah,
enjoys it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I did make a generalization. I'm sure some people love their job. And
hey, I'm making a generalization
They do it
here.
Because they're... What?
I'm making a generalization here.
Yeah,
so
aren't we all?
You can all say the cops are assholes, generalizing, except for Peter Skiba. That's it. But yeah, no, anyway, so enough about cops. I don't want to talk about it anymore. What I do want to talk about is
yes.
dun-da-da, Bachelor Pad aired last night.
Bachelor Pad? I never heard of that
Okay.
One. Really?
It is, could be the
Let's
worst show on
that.
Television.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But... I did not watch the whole thing because I had
You just can't pass up on those reality
I can't
shows.
Pass up a crappy show, can I? I'm a sucker for a crappy show. It takes nothing to entertain me, apparently. See, I'm like an easy catch, right?
Yes, definitely.
You just put a crappy show in front of me and I'm good to go. Or a crappy magazine, I'm happy.
Yeah.
It's such a bad show. So all the... They started it last year. Last year was the first year, and they had past contestants of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
So many guys, so many girls. I don't exactly know how many. Come on. And it's a competition show to win $250,000.
This
would actually be up your alley, Sammy.
I suppose it would.
And it is drama. People are hooking up with people. It's like... And so last night, there was a lot of drama because... One of the actual bachelors, not the contestant, one of the bachelors, Jake, came back, and he was engaged to Vienna. I'm gonna put, you know, get you up to date on this.
Yeah, that tells
okay?
me a lot. Okay.
So Jake and Vienna were engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Huge falling out. She says Jake's like crazy and she's scared of him. Whether he abused her or not, who knows? Like, she is kind of veering that way, like saying that he did, but who knows? What, she's nuts too. Right. Now she's dating this new guy, Casey, who is a contestant on the show from a prior, from a different bachelorette, and now Vienna and Casey are together.
Yeah.
So Jake walks in. Dun, dun, dun. Now it's like drama city. And it's so ridiculous. Let me just tell you, it is the dumbest show in the world. There's already drama from the moment that people walk into the house to see who's on the show. Mm. It's so stupid. But I can't get enough of it. It's every Monday night.
Huh?
I can't. And I didn't even watch the whole thing. I couldn't even. I had to leave to to go pick Megan up from the airport, but I couldn't watch the whole thing, but I was already like, I'm like obsessed. I can't even take it.
Yeah.
It's so
You're
bad.
Right. It doesn't take a lot to please you when
I know.
It comes
See?
To TV.
That should be my, what, catchphrase? No. My, I don't even know.
Motto.
What I'm trying to say. Whatever. Yes. Anyway, you need to watch it. It's a good show. They
okay.
hook up. It's some cute people, some not so cute people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just stupid drama, and it's mindless, and I think you'd actually enjoy it because it's
you
a competition.
You think so, huh?
I think so. It's a competition show. I feel like it's like Big Brother.
Okay, but, you know, I mean, I can't invest myself in another reality show.
Yes, you can. Just yeah. just why your wife's away. Just
yeah,
pick
right.
up something else to do for a little bit. You need something to do, Sammy.
Yeah, I have plenty to do. You know, I'm not complaining.
Anyway, it was so bad and yet so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say everybody check it out because it sucks.
So it's called Bachelor Pad?
Yeah, it's on Monday nights. Mm, it sucks.
Okay. All right, it sucks, but she recommends it.
Hells yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yesterday?
Yeah.
No, Dad, I didn't see the end. Dad, what? Did you listen to the show, Pops? No, I didn't see the end because I didn't see the whole thing. I have to see the whole thing. So yesterday, I have a funny story. So I had to leave early because I had an audition, and on the way home, I'm driving. I stop at a stoplight, and... Let me just say, God bless Asian tourists. I love the Asians. So there's this white van that pulls up next. It's like a, you know, one of those Starline tour things.
Uh-huh.
Full of a bunch of Asians, right?
Right.
And this guy motions for me to roll down the window. So uh-huh. I roll down the window and he's like, hey! Well, I don't know why I'm screaming. Apparently, like, I have to reenact this. Sorry, guys. I don't mean to scream into the microphone. He's like, hey! Are you famous? They want to know if you're famous.
Uh-huh.
And I started laughing. And he's like, I'm like, why? And he's like, they said that you look like... Now, I have sunglasses on, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I have dark hair, if you guys all don't know. But they're like, they say that you look like Sandra Bullock or Katy Perry. And I'm sitting here thinking, in my mind, if I am one of those two women, I would not be driving a fucking Mitsubishi Galant, okay, from 2002. Just saying, okay? But the Asians, God love them. They think the tourists are like, whoa, oh my God,
yeah,
this girl's got
it,
right? They have no idea.
Yeah.
So then I'm sitting here like, okay. I'm like, well, I'm working on it. And the guy's like, the guy turns, and this white guy's driving the van. He turns to all the Asians, and he's like, she's working on it, guys. Give her a round of applause. And everybody starts clapping. And I was like, oh, my God. Only in freaking L.A. would this happen. It was so ridiculous. And thank you, Asian tourists, for making me feel like a celebrity in my Mitsubishi Galant.
So they probably look inside every car.
They are like,
to
look
see if they can
exactly,
see stars,
to see
huh?
if they can see stars. And apparently, you look inside of a Mitsubishi Galant and you find Katy Perry. Not going to happen, guys. But thank you for thinking that. I was like, this just made my day. It's so awesome.
Yeah, you should have told them I am famous, you know?
I should have said that, but then what if I was like, yes, I'm Katy Perry, and then they're like...
Well, no, don't say you're Katy Perry. You just say what your name is, and, you haven't heard of me? Well, shame on you.
I should have. I was like, I'm working on it. You know, I mean, they're Asian tourists. It's fine.
Yeah.
They got a little excited to think that they, for a second, saw us.
Yeah.
Katy Perry or Sandra Bullock. And I'm thinking, like... I don't know if that's a compliment or because Sandra Bullock is like old. So I don't know if it's a compliment.
Yeah, but she's still America's sweetheart, you know?
I know. I think she's actually a really funny actress. I like her a lot. I think she's charming and she's super sweet in person. I met her and she's awesome.
Mm.
Love her.
Good.
It's So there you go.
Okay, there you go. Okay. We can go home then.
Okay.
All right. Great. So you heard about this polygamist, right? Warren Jeffs.
Yeah, who got arrested years ago.
And yeah, so now he was sentenced to life in prison for sexual assault.
Right.
And did you hear that they actually played audio tapes in the court of the sexual abuse,
him
having sex with one of the girls?
One of his daughters, right? Didn't he have sex?
Well, no, they're not daughters. They're his spiritual wives. A 12-year-old and a 15-year-old. They were his spiritual wives. So there was a tape of him having sex, and then another one of him telling girls how to please him, and then there's girls giggling in the background. So you can imagine,
So he's having orgies with 12-year-olds?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a polygamous for you.
Friggin' deserves life in prison and then an additional 20 years.
I was under the impression that he had about 33 wives.
33?
This is what I heard at the time of his arrest. Now, this was back in 2007, and I remember specifically where I was when I was watching the news, because I was shooting my movie April Moon, where I starred in down in Temecula, and the house that I was staying at that they put us up, one of the producers' houses, we all, had separate rooms, and the girl that was playing my best friend in the movie, she was staying in the room next to me, and she had the TV on, and I remember her watching it, and I heard it, and I was aware of Warren Jeffs because I had read this book, Under the Banner of Heaven, and I'm almost positive he was mentioned in it, and which my dad and I had talked about because he gave it to me, and so we were talking about it, and he was arrested that day, back in 2007, the day that we were watching the news. So they finally found him, and I thought I heard that he had 33 wives and over 100 children.
Really?
And I swear that some of his wives were his children, that he gave birth to and then decided to marry them when they got of age.
It's possible.
But I could be totally mistaken, but I thought that that's what
they haven't mentioned that, so I don't know. You might be making it up.
I could be starting rumors again.
It sounds like a good story,
exactly. It does sound like a good story. I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think...
you know, 30 wives, it's it's his responsibility to support them all.
Yeah, what does
he do? Where does he have money for all that,
Yeah, what do they do?
Well, it's like a commune, so I think... people pool their money together or something. I don't know how it works, But, I don't know where they get all this money to support all these people.
Are the women allowed to work?
I don't think so.
Huh.
They work, but I don't think they make money, It's like they work around the house, maybe.
Well, I know a lot of... Right, that's why I'm asking. I know a lot of polygamists, really live off the land, make their own cheese and, do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you'd have to have some kind of money.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how that works.
Yeah.
How he's that rich to be doing that.
Who knows? Who knows?
Wow.
But he's going to have a long time to think about
this. Were you listening to the tapes?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't know if they play them on the air.
But they played them in court.
Yeah. They played them a couple times.
So he wasn't sentenced years ago?
No. He was just sentenced now. Yeah. Yeah. And this genius decided to take his own defense, fired his attorneys.
No.
And ate shit.
He's an idiot.
Convicted, yeah.
What a freaking moron.
Yeah, because he believes that God helps him. He was actually making threats at the judge and things like that.
Oh, really?
The wrath of God.
Is going to come back to him because he's sentencing him? Because it's his duty to go and fuck as many young girls as possible. Is that what he's
saying? Right, and he's okay with that.
God, that's so messed up. I remember reading in this book, though, the guys that were, Joseph Smith and all the leaders after that, like Brigham Young and a lot of the Mormons, they, at an earlier time, because I'm going to say most Mormons do not believe in more than one wives.
Mm.
It's the fundamental sects that have broken off from it that are trying to get back to the kind of the original way of doing it. So that's how that kind of broke off. So it's not really the Mormons that are doing this.
Mm.
But I do remember in the book, it was like at one point it was saying like one of the leaders was like, I'm allowed to have 50 wives, but you're not. Like God says that I can.
Right.
Like I can have all of your women, but you can't. And it's like, okay, buddy. And then for people to sit there, like I know if I was like, an audience member, if I was sitting there listening, I'd be like, you know what, dude, fuck you. I would take all the men. Yeah. Screw you. Like, I would just, like, for me, that's me, though, because I'm not okay with people telling me what to do, especially if they're allowed to do something and I'm not. But I just think it's the most messed up thing. I don't understand. Same with Scientology.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't believe that I'm from aliens, from a volcano that blew up. That, you know, and...
You don't? Wow.
It's shocking. Yeah. I know I believe a lot of weird stuff, Sam, but I don't believe that. I do not believe that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it doesn't, I don't know. It's so, that is such a messed up thing.
Yeah.
Because it's promoting child abuse. It's I mean, in a sense, just like pedophilia. It's just, it's disgusting, you know, for these men to like have sex with these young girls.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Of course not. You know, it's child abuse. And these girls, I mean, imagine a little girl, you know, being exposed to this kind of thing, you know?
And the defense of these men saying they want it. Dude, you know what? They don't know any different.
Yeah. There's no consent
so
at 12 or 15.
F you for saying that they wanted it. Because you know what? They don't know any different. If you're born into this and this is all you see, then of course they're going to think that that's the way of the world.
Right. Yeah.
Then they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But then you go out into the real world and see that we actually do put in jail child molesters and pedophiles and all this stuff, that's the reality of our society. Like, then, yes. Like, then, you know what? These girls wouldn't be saying, you know what, Dad? It's okay if you have sex with me.
Yeah, or to initiate it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
bullshit.
It
doesn't happen that way.
It is bullshit. It makes me mad. And I'm glad that he is going to life in prison.
Yeah. Kids obviously can't give consent, and it's bullshit, you know?
Right.
Even if they like it, even if they want it, you know? I mean, you just don't do it.
But it's like, I'm sorry to say this, but who's to really know when you're a child that young? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that, you know, you boys have wet dreams growing up and you're horny like teenagers, but like, that's not, for an older man to do this to a woman, and I'm talking about specifically in polygamy, because usually, because that's the case. It's the men that can have multiple wives here.
Right.
So it's not women that can have multiple husbands. So, you know, for these men to go after these young girls, I don't think they necessarily like it. And even if, you know, it might arouse them for a second, it's not that they like it. It's, you know, it's a scary thing,
right,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know when I was molested, it's a scary fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want somebody to some guy that you don't know, somebody older to touch you in places that, you know, that you've never even really explored.
Right.
You know, like at that age, I know when I was that young, I didn't know anything about myself, you know. It's just sick. It's sick. It's sick. It's sick. And he's going to have a hard freaking time in jail.
Yeah, I hope so.
Child molesters have the worst.
Yeah.
So good luck, Warren Jeffs,
buddy. I know.
We
talked about the righteousness in prison.
I know, which is so bizarre. It's so bizarre. I don't know. I can't get over it. It's so weird. Did you see Lady Gaga's new cover for her album?
Oh, yeah. That's been around for a while. Where she's part motorcycle.
The guy? When she's the guy. No. It's a new one that just came out. Hold on. It's for a new single called You and I.
Oh, for the single. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you meant the album.
No. And she, her single You and I. Mm-hmm. And she has an alternate ego. Like, you know how Beyonce has Sasha Fierce, which is the dumbest thing ever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now she has an alter ego, Joe Calderone.
Where the hell did you get that?
Okay. I don't know. And I guess Joe is... Hold on. He's a fictional Italian car mechanic.
Okay.
And so on the cover, she's dressed as a dude, like, smoking. It's almost like a little Bob Dylan-ish in a way, but I gotta say, she's kind of hotter as a dude. And she's,
really?
I mean, she's not that hot, trust me, but, like, I don't find her attractive at all as a woman.
You don't?
Oh, no. I think she looks like a drag queen. I think she's, you know, she's out there, she's doing her thing. I think she's awesome.
Yeah,
performer.
But she's got a great body, don't you think?
Yeah, she's got a fine body. It's fine. It's not, like...
It's not hot?
I'm not attracted to her in the least bit. No, not even in the least bit. She looks hotter as a guy. It's like Hilary Swank to me. I think Hilary Swank in Boys Don't Cry was so hot as a guy. She should be a guy.
Yeah.
She should forever walk around exactly like she looked in that movie. Because she is so much hotter as a dude than a girl. I think she looks like a horse. I'm sorry. I'm not that mean. I just find her more attractive as a dude.
Okay.
I know you've never seen that movie, have you?
I don't remember, but I remember what she looked like
Boys
in the movie.
She was so hot as a dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But not as a no. No. yeah, so no. She for me totally did it as a guy, just not as a girl. But anyway, Lady Gaga, her new cover. I gotta say, it's pretty cool though.
Is it?
She's a super creative man. She's out there. I give her props. She's doing it. She's working it. You know, I love that she's always changing. I'm not a huge fan of her music. I don't hate it.
Right. Yeah,
I think she's
exactly.
super talented though.
Yeah. I know some of her music is pretty good, but you know, it gets on your nerves after a while. You know.
Yeah.
I think you have to be younger in order to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm not super into the dance music, you know, so, and she's very dancey,
right.
You know,
yeah.
So, but she has a huge following.
She's accomplished herself as nobody else, you know, and it's amazing to me. And, but she is a performer, you know, she's definitely a performer, you know, she performs off the stage as well as on, and she knows her stuff. So, you know, and I think a lot of people find her to be hot. But a lot of girls admire her for just being standing for herself, and
that's what I love about her. I have to say, like, you know, she is that person, and I think she's such a great role model for everybody out there to just be who they are.
Right.
No matter what you look like and how weird you are and how out there, and I think that's why she goes to the extreme.
Right.
That no matter how crazy she looks and acts, you know, she's still a good person. She still should be respected. And and I like that about her. I really do love that, what she kind of puts out there.
I see.
Okay. So, yeah, I applaud that. I do. I like that. That's a good role model.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's nice to have those in our business.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, my daughter's infatuated with her. My daughter's 21 already. But, you know, I mean, she does... Like what you said, you know, it makes people feel like it's okay to be who they are. And
yeah, and she is not classically beautiful by any means.
Right.
You know, like, I don't find her attractive when I look at her. But there are people that do. And I think that she's really putting out there this, even though she's awkward looking, not like gorgeous, that people still love her.
Right.
They still admire her, and I think that that's so great in our society, because we look at all these covers of these magazines of all these beautiful people, and you know, she's not beautiful.
Right.
And every young girl wants to be like these models, and they starve themselves to be like these models, and they change their face and get plastic surgery. And I think that for her not touching her face, not getting plastic surgery, being who she is and owning it, I fully support that, and I think she's awesome.
Cool. Cool. Have you seen the cover of her album, though? I mean, that one's pretty creative.
The motorcycle
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did see it.
And it's pretty weird, actually. You know, I mean, she looks kind of weird in it.
She's a little bizarre.
Yeah, just a little bizarre, huh?
Yeah, she's crazy.
But, yeah, she managed to do what a lot of people haven't. But
yeah.
I can't help but compare her to Madonna sometimes, you know?
Yeah, she is very Madonna-esque.
The music, yeah, her sound sometimes on some of her songs, she really sounds like Madonna.
Yeah, she does. I will agree with that.
She also has all the clothes and the costumes and
but let me just
music.
Say, if she is, and I have to say this, if she is emulate the right word? Emulating Madonna?
Right.
She's a smart woman.
Yeah. I don't think she's emulating her.
Right. But people have said that like, they've compared her to her and saying that a lot of her music does sound the same. And if in any way she is, I'm saying, I'm hypothetically here, Gaga's doing something right, because Madonna's huge. Madonna is, you know, if you're going to emulate somebody, make sure, you know, they're a huge star.
Yeah, go for
like, as
best.
An actor, people are like, who do you love? I'm like, well, of course I'm going to go to the greats first. I'm going to go to the Meryl Streeps and the Marlon Brandos. And, you know, I'm going to go to these people because they're brilliant actors.
Yes.
You know, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, everybody likes them. Well, there's a reason why. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Madonna's big for a reason. Like, she knows what she's doing. So even if I'm not saying Lady Gaga and her are the same. There's similarities there. But even if she is emulating her, good for her, because she's smart. It's better than emulating some one-hit wonder.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, people copy from the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Like people steal from me all the time.
I was just, damn you, you taking my words. Damn you.
Because you've heard me complain about it, right?
You complain. What are you talking about? You
people
complain every
steal
day.
Steal my ideas all every the time.
Day. Oh, I have to say thank you to Richard, one of our listeners, who, thank God, I couldn't think of Matt Dillon's brother, Kevin Dillon, from Entourage.
Right.
Thank you, Richard. You are awesome. He posted, he's like, you couldn't think of the name. It's Kevin Dillon.
Okay.
So
God, now we know.
Listeners. I know.
It must
see,
have not been that important if we didn't remember the name.
Well, it was important to me.
Yeah. You weren't really trying to remember his name. You just said
no,
his
you
brother.
No, because you know us. I can't. It's too much. It's too much happening. It's too much happening right now.
It's amazing how much the brain can store, you know, and how we can retrieve it so easily.
I know.
It's just amazing. You know, I sit sometimes and I read like three different books on three different topics, and I'm going, wow, you know, all this stuff is going in my head,
right?
But then you don't remember any of it, you know. But the nice thing is it comes out when you need it.
Right. It's somewhere stored there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Some, just like my geography, somewhere stored in the crevices of my brain. It'll come out when it needs to be.
If that makes you feel better to think that.
It does, actually. It does. Oh, my God. I just saw, they're doing a Dirty Dancing remake.
A Dirty Dancing remake?
Can somebody just shoot that person in the face? Because this is
really
never going to, there's no reason for it.
Right.
It is perfection as the way it is. You cannot get another Patrick Swayze or even a Jennifer Grey.
Right.
You can't, what is wrong with Hollywood? I need to talk to
They're
these
looking
people.
For easy formulas, you know. They don't want to work hard.
I agree with that.
It's very little original.
But you know what? It's stupid bullshit because you know what? As much as they think that it's going to be an easy sell, it's not going to sell what they think it's going to sell.
Well, sometimes not. Sometimes it does, you know. I mean, it depends.
When has a remake ever made that?
Oh, a remake?
Yeah, I'm talking about a remake.
I think the first thing that comes to mind is Cape Fear. I think that
it made the exact same money. It was as big as the first one?
I think it made more, yeah.
Really?
I have a feeling. Yeah, it was a pretty popular movie. What other movies? I mean, there've been remakes that made more money.
I want to know, anybody out there want to write to me and tell me, what remakes have been as profitable as the first?
Well, who the hell knows how much money each movie makes, you know?
Well,
you can just remember that it was popular.
I want to know. Damn
it. You want to know.
I freaking want to know. I'm mad that this is being remade.
Okay.
And the reason why Dirty Dancing is so great, I mean, Patrick Swayze is such a man's man. He's an amazing dancer. The dance sequences in here were so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jennifer Grey was so dorky and charming and adorable. And yet there were so many bad things about it, like just like stupid cheesy stuff, but yet so great. You know, like you can't remake that.
Yeah. How do you even remember it? When was the last time you saw that?
Oh, it's on all the time. Every time it's on, I turn it on.
Really?
Oh, it's nobody puts baby in the corner. Come on, you don't know that line?
No.
It's like one of the best lines. Her name is Baby in the movie.
Oh,
and Patrick Swayze walks up to her dad.
I absolutely remember nothing about the movie. I mean, it was so long ago.
Oh, it's
what,
so
in the 80s
so
or
bad.
Something?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. You don't remember where he's like dancing up to her in the stage, and then she's like sitting there, she's like moving her dress around, and then she goes.
Yeah,
and,
that I remember, but I don't remember the story, you know.
Oh, her and her family come to, well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Her and her family come to this retreat, the summer home thing that they come stay at, and Patrick Swayze is a dance teacher there. And she's Jennifer Grey, who, and sure, her name is Baby in the movie. Her name is really Frances, but her dad calls her Baby. And she falls in love with him. This world, this underground world of these dancers. And then she's so, like, into him. And she's not a dancer. She's horrible. And then he decides to teach her. And then there's this great love story between this really, like, sexy, oh, manly man that he is, and her just like this dorky girl that doesn't know how to dance, and like he teaches her about it. It's just so sexy. There's this great scene that they have to go. It's a really sexual scene, but yet they don't end up having sex. They're just like dancing, and it's just so hot, and just everything about it is, oh God.
It amazes me what turns women on.
It's so, man, a man that can dance and that is a manly man, like, and I'm talking manly, like
not that many of them.
Not that many. There's not manly men that are dancers, but or straight, to be, let's be more clear about that. But he is a man's man.
Right.
You know, if you could, if a woman could have a man like that, that looked that good, that could move that good, hallelujah.
She'd be happy.
Yeah, that's why her, his wife stayed with him for 20-something years.
Because of the dancing?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, she was a dancer too, though, his wife.
Yeah?
She is still. She's, well, you know, she's alive. Unfortunately, he's passed. And, oy, God. You know he died, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Cancer, right?
Yeah, he went downhill really fast. Yeah. He had that TV show, and then, I don't know the name of it, and then he got really sick, and then they had to cancel it. I don't even know. You know me. Starting rumors.
Yeah.
But he did have a TV show, I know that.
Yeah.
Did you see that woman who tried to swim between Cuba and Florida?
Yeah, and she had to give it up in the middle.
Which, I'm sorry to laugh. Good for her for trying this. She, 61 years old.
Uh-huh.
She swam 103 miles. That's and then she had to give up because...
Yeah, she was having pains.
Yeah,
and, you know, she started throwing
asthma
up.
And, yeah, the whole thing.
I know.
But... Really?
I guess the big deal, they said, that she was swimming without a shark cage.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a lot of sharks out there.
Well, it's the ocean.
Yeah.
There's sharks.
So, but she, I guess she had tried to do this before a few years ago and didn't quite make it then either.
Then maybe she should just stop.
Yeah, just give it up,
just,
you know?
You know?
Why do people do these things?
I don't know what it is. But she did say...
How can you derive any pleasure from that?
She did say that she's not going to try it again.
Good.
Which something knocked some sense into her. Somebody knocked some sense into her. But 61, that I applaud her for that.
Yeah.
That's
pretty tough.
I wouldn't even do it at 31.
I
Jesus.
Know. I couldn't swim more than 100 meters maybe, and that's it.
I mean, she's an endurance swimmer, but still, like, yeah. You're in a shark-infested waters, lady. Do you not watch Shark Week?
Yeah.
They are not always happy sharks.
No.
Don't you learn? Sure, there's some great whites in there. I would just that's the stupid part, I think, of the whole thing. You're gonna go in there and you're gonna swim without a shark cage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, that's crazy. So people actually swim with the shark cage.
I know.
There's a boat pulling it, and then they're swimming inside of it, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how that works? So they're not really swimming; they're getting pulled.
They are swimming. No, it's not supposed to touch them.
Oh, it's not.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise, how do you explain a shark cage? You know, I mean, well, what would she do exactly?
Oh, they had sensory devices around her to keep the sharks away. Ah, there you go. That's what my dad said. Okay. Interesting. So that's how they kept them away.
Yeah.
So that's why she wasn't eaten by sharks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still, that would freak me out.
Yeah.
No kind of...
protection.
Oh, but then again, in Jaws... Doesn't he like tear up the cage? They can do that.
Yes.
They're strong. See, that would, it's just too much.
Well, but Jaws is not really realistic.
I know, right? To me, when I was 10 years old, it was totally realistic. It didn't look mechanical. It looked totally real. Come on. God, that movie messed me up for years. Thank you, Dad. Thank you for that one.
Do you still remember the trivia I asked you about it? Do you remember what they named the mechanical shark? I told you, right?
You did. Bruce! Yes! See, it was in the crevice of my brain.
There you go. Were able to retrieve.
I just totally pulled that one out of my butt.
And they were actually, like, piloting this thing, you know, like a submarine.
That's crazy. It was such a happy accident, though, because that's what led him to not show the shark for almost the whole movie.
Mm.
That's why, is because they had so many problems with it. He was actually going to plan on showing the shark... like, from the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and because of all of this stuff that happened with it, mm-hmm. it worked out perfectly. Because I think the scary parts of it was the fact that you didn't see it. Like, that opening scene where that girl gets dragged down under the water, I swear to God. Like, that is just what a way to open the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you are amazing, Steven Spielberg. Good for you. But you know he was the one that was jerking her? I saw a documentary on it.
Oh, really?
It was him underneath the water jerking her really hard.
Why would he do that?
Well, because she had to be led, like, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, but why would he do it?
He was directing her. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe he just wanted to look up her skirt or something. I don't know. He doesn't wear a skirt in motion. She's naked. Whatever. I don't know. But he was doing it. He was doing it. He was the one.
Really?
Yeah, he was the one that was jerking her back and forth in the water, like pulling her really hard.
Right.
Like hurting her.
That was some distance she was dragged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how can he do that underwater?
Even though, there's no way that I would have ever auditioned for that movie, even if it was a Steven Spielberg film. I wouldn't have done that movie. No
really?
Way. Oh, not that part. I would have had nightmares for the rest of my life. Even if I knew that he was like tugging at my leg.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any shark there.
Nope. Freak me out too much. No. I cannot deal. Just especially because I wouldn't be able to see, and I'd be so in it. Like I would put myself in it so that I would pretend that there really was a shark, and I'd freak myself out. I just wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah.
It's too much. Sharks are too much for me to handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Oh, well. Have you heard of the show Wife Swap? Have you ever watched that?
Oh, my God, yes, I have.
Reality show?
You do, don't you?
Is it pretty good? No, I don't.
Oh, okay, good.
It's just that there's going to be celebrity wife swap, and they're going to swap with the wives of Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav is his name, and Dee Snider from...
Who's Dee Snider?
From Twisted Sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You probably don't remember him, but...
Twisted Sister, the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly.
He's like, he kind of looks like Howard Stern with the blonde hair.
Yes. They're swapping?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Flav is still married?
What happens here? Obviously, they don't go to bed together, right?
No. Well, who knows what happens off camera? But I'm just kidding. I know they just swap lives. Or wives.
Wives.
Nope, that's not what I was trying to say. It's a totally different show.
Yeah.
They swap wives.
Okay, so they just kind of live with them.
Yeah.
They get used to them cooking, not cooking, doing this.
I didn't even know that Flavor Flav was still married.
Really?
Who is he married to?
I have no idea. I don't know who the hell. They're not really mentioning it here. The wives apparently are secondary in the show.
Nobody really cares about that.
Yeah.
Of course
His current wife, Liz. I don't know what her last name is.
Because I know he was dating that model. She was married to Sylvester Stallone. Bridget? Something?
Bridget Nielsen?
Yes.
That was a long time ago. I'm sure she left him already.
Okay.
Wasn't that like in that reality show where they got together?
Yes.
Like,
Flavor
what
Flav's
was it?
Like,
show. Oh, was that his celebrity?
Yeah, it was
okay.
His show.
Because I thought it was that show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or something.
Oh, he could have started on that, but then I know he had his own show.
Or Surreal Life. You know, it could have been one of these.
I know he had his own show, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know if... I don't know. I try to stay away from him as much as possible.
Yeah.
I don't really understand
I know, he's
him.
Not my type of guy. But...
Oh, he's just...
You see his
he's
teeth?
Just... I know!
What
his
does he
grill.
Have there?
It's called a grill.
A grill?
Just so you know.
What, does it have, like, diamonds there or something?
Yeah, it's a grill. It's like a lot of... You know, a lot
ridiculous.
Of artists have this that it's like gold, it's like all like solid gold or
right.
it's like diamonds or something.
Looks
it's
like
just,
braces.
Yeah, it just looks like, you know, they're it's just money, you know?
Right.
How much money can I shove into my mouth? Literally. Why don't you just take a bunch of dollar bills and why don't you just shove it in your mouth and see how many you can put in there? How about that?
Man, or people are crazy,
bills.
You know?
So. I don't understand it. But I can't, I don't know. But people watch it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see this Lady Gaga thing. Now I can see that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
With a cigarette in her
mouth? Yes.
Wow, she does look like a guy.
And she looks better. She does. Well, she has very harsh features, so it works better as a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
She's
Italian, right? She's Italian.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Mm. Question for you.
Yeah.
What is one sense you couldn't live without?
Senses, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Never thought about it. But I guess smell would be the easiest, maybe.
You think you... No. That you didn't want to live without. One that you like
oh,
really
without,
enjoy.
Oh, without, right?
Yeah, living without.
That's hard. Between vision and hearing, I think, is very hard to decide, you know. But I think vision... Most people say vision, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of that... I have to say...
But I don't know how I could live without music, you know?
I know. I don't know how I could live without touch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true,
too. Would have... I'm a very tactile person. When I talk to people, I like to touch people, and I like to be touched. So, and to, like, touch my dogs and to hold a baby. Like, I don't know if I could do well without having to be able to touch.
Right.
I know that sounds weird, like, no sensation of touch, but...
Yeah.
If
I know.
That,
it's hard to imagine what it'd be like without it.
I don't think I could handle it, to be honest. Yeah. I love it. That's
really?
Like the one thing for me.
Really?
That's,
so you'd rather be blind than being able to...
You know, because let me tell you this. When I went and I... Because I played a blind person in the movie April Moon. She was partially blind.
Okay.
So I could see shadows, right? And so I studied... Before my audition, I went to the Braille Institute and... I studied, you know, different stages of blindness, and it was really incredible because obviously there's people that have tunnel vision that can look right at you.
Right.
And you're like, but these, and they don't see you, but they have tunnel vision.
Okay. So they have no peripheral vision.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they focus in and they're looking into your eyes and you're like, but you're blind. It's really weird and freaky. And then there's other ones that completely look off the other side. Then there's ones that if you're in the light, they can see your shadow. So immediately, like, if they're not looking at you, all of a sudden you walk into the light, they can zoom in on you. And if they can see the outline of you, they can find your face. Like, it's really awesome.
Wow.
So when I went in there and I studied, I saw these people and I saw these artists that were sculpting and like coloring and doing all this stuff. And they had this life, this normal life that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they understood colors. And they understood how things were. This woman was sculpting a dog perfectly. And I asked her, I said, how do you do it? She goes, well, I have a dog at home. So I go home and I feel my dog. So then she's able to come home and come back and sculpt. These sculptors, I mean, were award-winning sculptors. Like, I couldn't understand it. So for me, I was seeing these people that were living this normal life with no vision. And then I was thinking, what have they created in their minds to see? So I don't know. In a way, like, I was like, yes, maybe I could live without it. I was, because it kind of gave me hope seeing that. It was really incredible. And then I saw this woman that couldn't see or hear or talk.
Really?
And the way that she had a person, assistant, standing next to her, and the way he would communicate, he would slip his hand into her hand, and she would do hand signals.
I've heard of that.
They would do sign language. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then she would slip her hand in to talk to him, and that's how they communicated.
Right.
And she lived in this world, and yet she was creating a piece of art. She was making this mosaic piece on a desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like so floored by these people. And I thought, you know, when you're so naive with this, you're like, God, they must be missing a lot. But yet, when I was sitting there, I was like, what do these people have that we don't have?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What have these people created in their mind that's beyond us, that maybe they've created something so much more amazing that we could even create, because we can see. So we have limits.
Right.
They have no
limits.
And
they develop their other senses more.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like they have no limits with their sight when they can see in their mind. And so for me, I was like, maybe I could. Not that I am not thankful to have sight, because I am. But, man, it was such an amazing experience to watch these people create beyond this piece of art that is beyond something that I could even think about and create.
Jeez.
It was really cool.
That is amazing.
So for me, when I thought about this yesterday, I was like, I don't know if I could do without touch, to be honest.
Mm.
It's a way for me to like feel loved by somebody too.
Right. Yeah.
And to
I mean, I totally appreciate that, but you know, not being able to read or see and stuff, that would make me crazy. You know.
I think so, because I think that obviously you're so used to it. You know, people that are born with no sight don't know what they're missing.
Exactly.
But there was a woman there that was. She was able to see till she was 8, and then she lost it.
Really? Yeah.
That's got to be really difficult.
I was reading about people that are blind, and then they're able to see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, when you first start seeing, it can totally screw you up, you know, because you need to learn how to see.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it doesn't come naturally. I mean, because there's a lot of illusions in our sight, in our vision.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I totally agree with that. It's got to be really difficult. But, yeah, my dad, have you seen The Miracle Worker?
No.
Oh, what? Oh, my God, it's one of the best movies ever. What's her name? Plays Helen Keller. Why can't I think of her name? Why are we name farts on here all the time? What the hell?
My dad was texting me. Because there's too many names to remember.
Patty Duke plays Helen Keller, and the woman who was married to Mel Brooks. Jesus, mother of God. Amazing actress.
Okay, I'll tell you, yeah. I'll tell you in a minute. It'll come back. Bancroft.
Yes. Yeah. She plays the miracle worker.
Right.
And comes in and helps Helen Keller in her life with her family, like teaches her really how to see without her sight.
Right.
Because Helen was blind, deaf, and dumb. It is so good. Go home and Netflix that right now. I can't even tell you how unbelievable it is. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, acting-wise, hands down, it's seriously by Anne. I think she won, actually, Academy Award, too. And Patty Duke, it's incredible. Oh, God.
Sounds good to me.
Go check it out.
Okay. All right. I think we are out of time, right? Just about.
Well, you know, we can talk all day, Sammy.
Yeah.
You tell me. You want to go?
It's not that I have to go. I have work to do.
Because this isn't work. This is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.